So we'll start on karate chop point. Even though I use my fifth chakra to speak the truth of my wounds, to speak the truth of my vows, so that I'm never really seen, I totally honor all of me. Even though I've been using my fifth chakra to create a perfect me out there, or to make sure I never try, to speak the truth of my other wounds and vows. Vows to never be vulnerable. Vows to be perfect. Vows to withhold who I am. I totally honor my fifth chakra. Even though my fifth chakra is incredibly powerful and will manifest my life based on my intention, the words I choose to speak, I have been using it like a record player. I forgive myself for that. I totally honor my fifth chakra. Okay, and tapping through the points. All this energy stuck in my fifth chakra. I've been using it in so many ways, none of which line up with my true heart's intention. All this energy stuck in my fifth chakra, never really speaking my heart's truth, speaking words into myself that really hurt, that negate my gifts. Speaking words into myself first that negate my miracle. Speaking words into myself that negate my true intention. My incredibly powerful fifth chakra, which is my key to creation, which is where I choose what I want to create and speak the truth of my intention, my heart's truth. It is really scary to imagine that. My fifth chakra has been a record player. I had no idea the power locked in my fifth chakra. But I'm open to seeing it now. I'm open to becoming conscious of all the ways my fifth chakra is playing on a loop, expressing the truth of my wounds, expressing the truth of my fears, I'm opening up my fifth chakra now, releasing some of these pre-recorded tapes and allowing myself to speak some new truths. My heart's truth. My true intention. my true desires. The desires of my lower self and of my highest aspirations. I'm opening up my fifth chakra and expressing my heart's truth. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.